T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just great, thanks.
Good. Great to get you on here this morning. And, you know, I just have to say, I know that you're breathing a sigh of relief because now that we're about to have 80,000 new IRS agents, right, to help investigate everything in America, we're all going to be better off.
Yeah, what a difference it would have made if instead of having 80,000 new IRS agents, we had 80,000 new Border Patrol agents. You know, wouldn't that make a little more sense?
That exactly would make a lot more sense. But this is what we're only beginning to find out, all the things that are buried down in this bill that the Democrats passed yesterday. It'll go to the House. Still got to go to the House, get the president's signature. But it'll be interesting. The let's put it this way. The tax attorneys are going to have a ball with this one because they're going to have a lot of new regulations to figure out, right?
Well, yeah, but look, the biggest effect on this is it's going to make what's going on in the economy even worse. When you're in a recession, you don't increase taxes unless you want to make the recession even worse.
Yeah, it seems so common sense. And yet they did it anyway, and they all applauded themselves and broke their arms, patting themselves on the back when it happened. You know, I got Robin Walensky in here with me this morning, and Robin and I were just talking earlier about elections and everything that's coming up in the next few months. What I didn't understand. What is the Anti-Deficiency Act, and what is Joe Biden doing through executive action? You say it violates election law.
He issued an executive order last year, actually, telling every executive agency, so everybody from the Department of Justice to the Social Security Administration to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, to get involved in not only registering people to vote, but to helping them fill out and complete applications for mail-in ballots. And also to provide them with whatever other assistance, including ID documents, they might need to get registered and voting. This is going to cause huge chaos and confusion for state election officials. In fact, more than a dozen secretaries of state sent a letter protesting what Biden is doing. But the worst thing about it is, and look, you know this, Mark, to be true, who is it that deals with federal agencies the most? People who are vulnerable, right? People applying for welfare benefits, people applying for Social Security disability benefits. What's going to happen when the person they're dealing with at an agency says, oh, by the way, you need to register to vote. And, oh, here, let me help you apply for an application for a mail-in ballot. Now, what are those very vulnerable people going to think? They're going to think, oh, man, I better register and I better vote for the Democrats who control the White House, because otherwise this person I'm dealing with here at this agency, they may not approve my application for benefits.
Wow.
So Hans, hey, it's Robin. So basically the play here is to cheat again?
I think it's to use the federal government as the get out the vote machine for the Democratic Party. I think that's what's going on. And Mark asked me about the Anti-Deficiency Act. Look, there's this federal law that says that federal employees and federal agencies can't spend taxpayer money on things that Congress hasn't approved and hasn't appropriated money for. And Congress hasn't appropriated money for a huge federal voter registration and voting process. In fact, remember, they rejected that when Congress, the Democrats, tried to push through H.R. 1, and it got voted down.
Yeah. Well, if they could do it through reconciliation, they would, it sounds like. So they don't need Zuckerbucks. If they've got this, they can still go in and influence how local elections are being run.
Yes, this is Zuckerbucks 2.0. In the last election, they used big private funds as grants to local election offices to get out the vote for the Democrats. Now they're using the federal government and federal taxpayer funds to get out the vote for Democrats.
Yeah, just amazing. Listen, now, Hans von Spakovsky, always great having you on here, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good stuff. And Hans has written the book on election reform and protecting our elections. Go to dailysignal.com or the Heritage Foundation to find out more about that. If you've not read it, it really is like a handbook to what happened in 2020 and what needs to be done to fix it. There's just no doubt about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.